Barhead. It was a special night for the Lorne Jenkin High School's class of 1972. A little over a month ago on May 7, just under half of that school year's graduating class gathered at the Barhead Royal Canadian Legion to rekindle friendships and reminisce about times long past. "We had quite a large graduating class, 142 in total," said Brenda Harris-Barron. Harris-Barron was not only one of the graduates of Lorne Jenkin High, now Barhead Composite High School, aka BCHS, but was on the organizing committee. The reunion began earlier in the day with a tour of the school. "A lot of the areas of the schools had changed," she said, noting that 50 years ago, there was more of a distinction between the schools, with Lorne Jenkin being the high school while J.R. Harris was the junior high school. Now J.R. Harris is a wing of BCHS. "But some were exactly the same, and much of the chatter occurred while finding our lockers," she added. In the evening, the celebration moved to the Legion, which had been decked out in green and gold. "Our grad colors and the theme was, a time for us," she said, adding at all the tables were a collection of snacks and treats which were popular in 1972. Although she said the reunion committee did an admirable job of notifying all the class of 72 grads, unfortunately, they were unable to reach a dozen of their classmates and 17, sadly, had passed away. "Which is pretty amazing when you think about it," Harris-Barron said, adding that although many of the 1972 grad class settled in the Barhead area, many had moved on to regions across the country, including several who had moved to BC, two who traveled back for the reunion settled in the Toronto area, and interestingly enough, both were Air Canada pilots. Helping aid the committee in locating their classmates were several smaller gatherings held over the years, the latest being in 2014. They were never huge, but they did draw different individuals each year, so we had a good base of email addresses and phone numbers to draw on, and we were able to find others through networking on social media, she said. Harris-Barron also noted that the class was fortunate to have two of their teachers, Patricia Barton Gibb and Ken Kowalski, attend as well. Kowalski, a social studies teacher, is best known for coaching Barhead's reach for the top to a national championship in 1973. Reach for the Top was an academic quiz competition for Canadian high schools, airing on CBC television for 20-plus years. Of course, Kowalski is also known for his time in provincial politics, serving as a progressive conservative MLA for the Barhead-Morinville-Westlock constituency from 1979 to 2012, holding several cabinet portfolios. He also served as Speaker of the Legislature for 15 years. "Our principal, Richard Martin, was also in attendance," she said. Serving as the master of ceremonies for the night was Jay Litke, who coincidentally served as the MC during the 1972 grad ceremony. "He provided many humorous and touching comments," Harris-Barron said. "A few memories from 1972 at 142, it was one of the largest graduating classes from Barhead. There were 63 boys and 79 girls, with the most popular boys' names being Larry, with 6 as part of the grad class, while Linda proved to be the most popular girl's name with 4. Harris-Barron also noted that in 1972 there was a teacher's strike. As a result, she said, teachers rushed to get all the course materials before January's provincial exams. Students in Mr. Kowalski's Social Studies 30 class will remember that they attended school on a November Sunday afternoon to make sure all the material was covered in time, Harris-Barron said. Barry Curtin, townandcountrytoday.com.